somewhere there. Among the voters now, is Puel or Randall, or through the voters walking there in Vrindavan, and one of them says, "You think that Krishna actually, in person, lived here, walking around as a little boy 5,000 years ago?" And the other one says, "Of course, don't you?" Looking suspicious. And the other guy says, "Well, you know, for us today, in our relationship to Krishna, what here is most important? I mean, to do and find and so in this town here. Yeah, he says, "Well, 5,000 years ago," and he starts pointing into different directions. And the guy says, "Yes, but today?" "Well, of course, all these parikrama places, and what do they consist of?" "Well, temples and the tree where Krishna sat when he had stolen the clothes of the gopis. And the other one guy says, "A 5,000-year-old tree? You should get it in Guinness Record Book." And then temples. Yeah. And what's so good and important with the temples? Anyway, eventually they come to the conclusion that yes, just devotees living here, the sadhus and those who can teach about Krishna and sing the bhajans and do all that. Not just stone statues. Because Krishna, Radha Krishna, are anyway present everywhere. And of course, especially here in Vrindavan, since this is where the devotees relate to them as Radha and Krishna. And yes, these beautiful stories from Vrindavan written by the Goswamis 500 years ago or so. They all happen there in Vrindavan with Krishna. in these pastimes, these rasas. And that's what it's about. Not something that happened 5,000 years ago, but that happens always in Vrindavan. And the other guy says, but Vrindavan is God's kingdom on earth. This is where he appeared. And he's now upset. Or are you claiming this is all an allegorical story? He stops and he looks like he wants to shove the other one away. No, it's real. Because the reality is Radha, Krishna, Vrindavan, devotees in that mode, living there together. And this is what those of us do. Live with Krishna and Vrindavan. Now and always, you know, we're talking about Krishna's eternal lila. It's going on always. In the heart of a devotee in the Vrindavan mood. Because reality, we have to learn that. It's not about objects out there in the world of the senses. It's about us, Jivatmas and the Paramatma, the Bhagavan, Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan. Us who live always in our relationships. Bodies we have here on the world that I see on my Bhur Loka senses right now will be gone one day, and Krishna, who was here back then, 5,000 years ago. But after some years, he was gone too. But God is never gone. What are you talking about? Krishna is everything. Krishna is everywhere. Krishna is always here. Everywhere with us. With you and with me. There's something like that